Okay, so Bushra writes here a letter to a wife, to a woman who's struggling with shalom bayis in the home, and being mechazek her, and giving her the plan of emuna pshuta, not just to deal with it, but to come out of it, to have her own yitzias mitzrayim. So he writes, mimercha kani margesh u'mevinis yisarecha, from a distance, I feel and I understand your pain. And he writes, Masha to'iver, what you are going through, Elohim tzaras Yisrael begalusav ha'aruchos. This is the pain, the same pain that Klai Yisrael has experienced over the many long years of Golus. Asher ha'shalom bayis ha'mufra ma'akeves ha'sharas ha'shchina. That the lack of shalom bayis, so to speak, in Hashem's home, doesn't allow the Hashras HaShechina. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. That's Hashem's home. No Shalom Bayis. There's no Shechina in the home. Shall Ish V'Isha Shalom B'neihem, Shechina Shri B'neihem. That if Ish V'Isha have Shalom between them, then the Shechina can dwell amongst them. And he writes, Afilu Kasher Efshar Lihitzadik Sha'ash Maloi Bi. And this is important. Even if a person feels he's in the right, and I'm not at fault, Ach lo yizu haderech. This is not the way. Lahavi es hashal v'babayis. The persistence from that feeling of, I know what I'm doing is right, and what my spouse is doing is wrong, and how can I give in because I know it's always his mistake or her mistake. So there is an end goal that we want to achieve, and that's that shalom, which brings hashras hashchina. So if a person is searching for not just level one, which is shalom, but what the Chazal guarantee us, that shalom brings the Shechina into the home. Let's just pause for a second to explain that. You know, Chazal tell us that Kadosh Baruch Hu, he created a lot of bracha, but he wanted a vessel. And that vessel, that keli, is shalom. Shalom is not just a midah toivah, but it's a vessel which is able to receive bracha. In this case, we see that Ish V'Isha, when there's Shalom between them, it's the prerequisite for the Shechina to come down into the home. So the Shechina is the glue between the husband and the wife, which brings their relationship to a whole new level, to the level of purpose, of tachlis, and what Ish V'Isha is supposed to represent in a much higher sense. So first there's Shalom. The Shalom creates the vessel. And when there's Shalom between them, so then the Shechina comes down. So this avoida of wanting to be right, even if a person is right, that's not the recipe for success in terms of bringing the tachlis, which is the Shechina Kedusha. So he's going to speak out the derech. The derech is hamuna pshuta. How can we apply hamuna pshuta in this setting? Shadavad HaMelech Elav HaShalomar, derech hamuna b'charti. David HaMelech says, and he speaks about himself, I have chosen the path of hamuna. Right. We have to see Tehillim not as just tefillas. David HaMelech was giving over to us in Tehillim. It's one of the Sfarim in Tanakh. He's giving over his derech. And so if David HaMelech says, derech emunah b'charti, I've chosen the path of emunah, David HaMelech is telling over his secret recipe. He's telling us, what's the chiddush of David HaMelech? And David says, my derech is emunah. That's the derech that I chose for myself. And every yid has to have a derech in avodas Hashem. David says, derech emunah b'charti. David was a yachin in that he was able to apply the mid of emunah in everything which he did. And so Rusha says, when it comes to shalom bayis, ein ha-musik shel hisnatzlus. It's not about pointing fingers. It's not about blame. Rak derech ha-hachna. The path is humility. La-hachniya is asamo b'fei ha-ke'ev. So Rusha says that it's not humility vis-a-vis the spouse. It's humility before the Rabbanu Shalom. Again, there's a bigger picture. It's not about what's going on between him and her. It's the Rabbanu Shalom who's speaking through him or her. And there's pain that the spouse is experiencing, which comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the goal of that pain, as we've seen so many times, and we will see so many times, is a communication from the Rabbanu Shalom saying, I want you to come close to me. I want you to realize who is the source of your life. So this hachna b'fnei ha-ke'ev, this humbling oneself due to the pain, b'fnei hamakish sha'ish noisim li. Not before the person per se, but before the person who's bringing upon this pain. Liras possess with tzayner hanisah shal Hashem Yisbarach, to see the hidden ratzon of Hashem. What's the message? Haboichin levav enash b'nisyona, that Hashem is looking at our hearts when He's giving us this pain, and He's saying, it's that nekud in the heart that this has to do with. It has nothing to do with the overdraft in the bank account, or the bump on the back of the car. It has nothing to do with that. Because Hashem sees that nekuda which needs to be purified, and that's the goal, to purify that, and to lift it up. And to bring a person to the root of his soul, which is the tachlis. And doing so, when a person is able to work through his imperfections, which even he is unaware of, so Kadosh Baruch Hu is bringing us, in a way unbeknownst to us, to that tachlis, to that veikus, so that when that sediment, that residue, that mechitza is removed, that's what Hashem is working on through the Yisurin. When Mekabel that Behava, it speeds up the process a millionfold and allows us to be Davak to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Kasher Inyan Hazeh Yehi Bor Atzecha, when this becomes clear to you, and the two of you begin to live like this, Tasigu Simcha Gedayla, you will achieve an unbelievable level of happiness. V'tuchlu L'Kabel Be'ahava Kol Kev Shemagir Lachem. And not only will you rejoice in your Yisurim, but you'll see pain as an opportunity for love. And you'll see that within yourself, it will begin to shine the purpose of your nefesh, the goal, the end of your nefesh. And then when you do that, your husband will start to appreciate you. He'll start to respect you. Because since the whole reason why he was having his frustrations with you had nothing to do with what looked like was the cause, it was much deeper. So as you start to correct that nekuda which Hashem was interested in, and your husband was the messenger for that, so to speak, so as soon as that starts to have a tikkun, so then the siva is gone. So then he's going to start not only to not start up and not to be frustrated because that's gone, but he's going to respect you more because look at the work you've done. That covet and that respect that Hashem has for you, kivyochol, is now going to be demonstrated through him. It's impossible to come to our tachlis, to our goal, without asking the Rebbe Shlomo's siyata d'shmaya, bring him into the picture. So he writes, "Lamaisa, ma yesh lachem la'asos?" So if you want to know from me, tachlis, what is it that you're supposed to do? Lishtoik, to be silent. Al kol tsa'ad v'shal, every step of the way. Sheziku eschem min hashamayim, and to recognize that every dose of pain is a schos lihiyos me'anshi hachazis, to be amongst the choice members in Klal Yisrael. Shaleim lavar nisyonis, that Hashem has chosen them to undergo these nisyonis. Leman toivas haklal, for the benefit of others, for the benefit of the Shechinah Kedosha. Asher kol neshima shel shtika al yisur makashen, that every single breath of silence through the difficult yisurin, mekareves es ha-geula, brings the geula closer, the geula hashlema, v'hayeshua klalis, and Yeshua for all of Klal Yisrael. So memela, a person who has to go through these yisurim, if he's able to step up and to be makabel them, and halavai besimcha, u b'shtika, so he should be so, should feel so fortunate that he's amongst those in Klal Yisrael who are the real gedolim. This is an opportunity for everybody to be gadol b'Yisrael, because not everybody, as we said earlier, could be a gevaldik talmid chacham or other milas that talents, whatever it may be, that people have been blessed with. But everybody goes through yisurin, and if everybody goes through yisurin, that means there's opportunity for greatness through those yisurin. And if a person can walk the way of emuna and be a makabel yisurin b'ahava, so he becomes those great people which we read about in the storybooks. Although it's not seen to everybody else, and we don't see their impact that they're having on Klal Yisrael in the world in terms of the moizdas or the tzedakas or the yeshivas, whatever it is, which are known as Shem Ultiferes B'Yisrael. But in the Sefer HaZichronis before Hashem, this person is inscribed as the tzaddikim who are bringing Yeshuas, Gedolus to people all over. Memela, he writes, Tuchlu lahavin she'inchem tzichin lachshosh. So, Mamili, you don't have to be worried that his workplace is not good for him and he's coming home grumpy, and it has to do with that. It has nothing to do with all that. Don't exactly know what the context is, but he associates it with the dimyonis of kina, which, why would does a person need to bring that into his life? Anyways, he concludes with a bracha. Ani mispa'al ba'atchem shetuchel l'izgar al atzmachem. I daven for you that you'll be able to overcome yourself. Overcome yourself. V'lo l'hashiv b'shum mila, and not to respond any word. Not to make it into a back and forth. Rather, just to focus on the fact that there's a pnimius inyan which is taking place here, beneath the surface, which has nothing to do with the altercation. It has nothing to do with the broken glass. It has nothing to do with all that. As tisku liyos lagila or shimaisenu zachu, and then you'll be able to be zeichet to the light which the imos were zeichet to. You'll be amongst the company of Sar, Ivka, Becha, Valea, and it wasn't easy for them. The Torah doesn't record their successes, it records their hardships. Sar was an akara and the suffering that they had to go through. Sar was kidnapped twice, and Rivka in the house of Lavan, and Nachamal, Rachel, and Leah, and the same thing. And the Yisroel that they went through, and Leah with Esav, we find the hardships that they went through. And what makes them the Abbas, the Torah is telling us, is that they become giants because they were Makabal, the Yisroel, and Behava. So in conclusion, Hashem Yisbarach Yashpi Aleichem, V'habalim Ha'yiladim, Hashem Yisbarach should bench you and the children, Bracha, and Hatzlacha, B'chom Ma'isei Deichem, Imnachas, Rav Oyshe, V'chol Toye, B'tzikad Yishman, B'sar Yisrael, hope to hear good things, Brachos Kol Tov Selah.